Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好, 兄弟姐妹.
It is still in the morning, 5 minutes to noon, so.
还有5分钟才到12点钟, 所以还是早上.
How are you all doing?
你们今天怎么样?
Good, okay. How are you all doing?
Good.
Good, okay. I was attending the baptism service last week.
上个礼拜我参加这个我们的受洗的仪式。
There were 7 brothers and sisters who got accepted and be baptized.
我们有7个兄弟姐妹得到有这机会受洗。
I'm very encouraged by their testimonies.
他们的见证真的是很鼓舞我。
I believe that we all heard angels singing in heaven, celebrating that event with all of us.
我们相信在天堂里的天使们也一直在唱歌，赞颂和我们同一起来庆祝。
Praise the Lord for that. So before we start, let's all bow our heads and pray.
开始前我们一起低头祷告。Dear
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
You're the Creator.
也是创造万物的主。
You created all of us and all the things around us.
也创造了我们, 也创造了一切世界上一切围绕我们的事。
And God, You govern all things.
你管理一切的事情。
Every one of us, You accounted for, You care for us.
我们所有的人，你都关心，你也照顾。
And you're always in control.
你控制一切的事情，天上一切事情。
Thank you for that, Lord.
感谢你。
We ask that you open all of our hearts here so that your words will be listened and imprinted in all of our hearts.
我们求你打开我们的心门，让我们都能听到你的话语。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. There once was a man who decided to skip Sunday worship one Sunday.
从前有个人决定不去参加这个星期天的崇拜。
And headed to the hills to do some bear hunting.
去山上打猎，去猎熊。
As he rounded the corner, he ran right into a big grizzly bear.
结果他在这个转弯的角上看见了，就碰到一只大棕熊。
Sending him and the rifle down to mountainside.
他的人和枪都马上被扔到那个山的一边去了。
Before he knew it, the rifle went one way, he himself fell on the other side.
还没意识到是他到了一边，然后枪掉另外一边。
He landed on a rock and hurted both of his legs.
他掉到一个大岩石上，两只腿都被受伤了。
So he survived the fall, that's the good news.
这好的消息是他至少他没有摔死。
And the bad news was that this ferocious bear, grizzly bear, come charging at him at a distance.
但是坏消息是这只 很巨大的熊就从外从远处让他走冲过来了。
So he couldn't move, so he kneeled down and prayed.
他不能移动。
Oh Lord,
他对着祷告。
Oh Lord, I'm sorry that I skipped your worship today.
亲爱的主, 很对不起, 我今天早上没有参加崇拜。
And I promise that I will be a faithful Christian.
我保证我会做一个忠心的基督徒。
If you can forgive me and do something about this bear.
如果你能够宽恕我，然后对这只熊做些什么事情
？With your divine providence，
用你的证据
，convert this angry bear into a Christian，
把这个熊变成一只基督徒。
Please, Lord, help. Amen.
求求你主帮助我。
That very instant, the bear skipped to a complete stop.
突然这个熊停下来了。
Fell to its knees.
跪下来。
Claps his paws together.
把他两只手掌放在一起。
Does it work? Ah, there it is. All right. So he claps his paws together.
把两只手掌放在一起。
And began to pray aloud right in front of that man's feet.
他是大声的祷告，在那个人的脚下。
The bear said, "Dear God."
那熊说，亲爱的主。
Thank you for this food I'm about to receive.
感谢你送我一个美食。
Amen.
Amen.
So God does provide an answer to prayers.
对主，神绝对是聆听祷告的。
Yeah, okay, this doesn't work here. Okay, good. So today we're going to spend some time talking about God's providence.
所以今天我们会花点时间谈讲一讲这个神的供应。
Next slide, please. Have you ever finished watching the evening news?
有没有看过晚上的这个新闻?
With all the violence and injustice in the world and in frustration, you ask.
和这个一些暴力一些罪孽
Why doesn't God do something?
你想为什么神不做些什么事情呢?
Why do the wicked and dishonest people prosper?
为什么这个邪恶的人不诚实人总能够兴旺呢?
While the righteous people hurt and suffer.
但是义人总是受苦受难。
Why did those in New Orleans who had the least suffer the most in Hurricane Katrina?
为什么在新奥尔良当时有这个卡托里娜飓风的时候，那些最穷的人反而是损失最大的呢？
Why does the gap between rich and poor grow every passing year?
为什么贫富差距一年比一年变得更大呢？
Why do children suffer the most in war started by adults?
为什么儿童是受最多的苦，而这个战争在战争中通常是被成年人开始的？
Why, in the richest nation on earth, of course, America, we're talking about, one out of five people goes to bed at night hungry.
为什么在这个世界上，这个地球上最富的国家，当然说的是美国的， 有五个人中有一个人睡觉的时候是饿着肚子睡觉的。
And that's about 15 million Americans.
是大约5000万的美国人。
And 16 million of those are children.
1600万的他们是儿童。
Where is the God of justice we talk so much about in all of this?
我们在看到神的公义在什么地方呢？我们谈谈到神的公义。
Is God in control and governing all things?
神控制一切事情的吗？
If he is, why are we seeing so many evil things in this world?
如果是这样的话，为什么看见我们看到这么多不邪恶的事情、不公正的事情在世界上？
And people engaged in these evil acts are prospering.
那些人做这些恶事的人，他们反而兴旺发达。
These are all tough questions.
这些都是很难的一些问题。
But I may not be able to answer those questions here today.
我可能不能给你们一个很好的答案今天。
But we can always go back to God's word and learn from the Bible.
那我们总可以到神的话语里，我们从圣经里头找一些答案。
We observe that the Bible teaches that God raises up nations and brings them down.
我们知道在圣经里提到神兴起很多国家，也让他们一些灭亡。
He appointed kings, princes, and rulers, and yet at other times he scattered them from their thrones.
他任命一些君王、王子还有统治者，但是他也让他们有时候把他们从他们的宝座上击碎。
We have seen how God raised up the Babylonian nation.
我们看到神怎么样兴起巴比伦国。
And later he brought Belshazzar down to his knees.
后来的时候他把这个波萨王又带到他的膝下。
Why?
为什么?
Because God has a plan.
因为神有他的计划。
In today's world,
在今天的世界呢,
we also tend to have a very dangerous assumption that God will always be on our side.
我们通常是一个很危险的假设，就是说神总是在我们这一边的。
Think about the American Civil War.
想一下美国的内战。
There were Christians on both sides of the war, absolutely convinced that God was on their side.
在战争的双方都有一些基督徒都很坚定地认为神在他们那边一边。
Obviously, God cannot be on both sides of the war.
显然神不可能在他们两边的。
Throughout the book of Judges, we have seen that when Israel are in doing evil things in the eyes of the Lord.
在四世纪书上，我们看到以色列。 做了一些在神眼里看为恶的事。
God would raise up pagan nations to oppress them.
所以神会兴起一些异族来压迫这个以色列人。
God uses the Philistines and Midianites and other pagan nations.
神用了腓尼斯人，还有米甸人，还有一些其他的异族。
To bring Israel back to repentance.
让以色列人得以悔改。
The captivity of Israel nations by the Babylonians was a great example.
这以色列人被巴比伦被掳这件事情也是一个很好的一个例子。
It would be a fatal mistake to assume that God will always be on your side and fight for us.
如果你认为神永远在你这边，而且是为你争斗的话，你可能这是一个很错误的一个假设。
It is not unthinkable that God may use a wicked nation.
也是不是完全不可想象的，神可能会用一个邪恶的国家
to exercise his judgment upon the United States.
来实施他对美国的审判。
When that happened on one occasion in the Old Testament,
当这个事情在旧约里头发生了有时候
，Prophet Habakkuk struggled desperately to answer that question.
哈巴谷先知一个先知叫哈巴谷的，他是这个问题问了很多问了很多问题。
Question related to social justice.
问题关于这个社会的罪孽，社会的不公正。
The name Habakkuk means to wrestle or to embrace.
哈巴谷这个名字意思是摔跤或者是拥抱的意思。
The book was written around 220 BC.
这本书在大约写在主前620年。
It's a very short book containing three chapters.
很短的一本书，只有三个章节。
Do you even know that it exists, Habakkuk?
你们有人知道这个在圣经上有这本书吗
？It's one of the 12 minor prophets in the book in the Old Testament.
是十二本小先知书其中的一本。
Warren Wiersbe labeled the book from worry to worship.
Warren Wiersbe 他叫这本书叫从忧虑到崇拜。
While Habakkuk begins by wondering or worrying about the world around him.
这个哈巴谷这个先知他。就是在想，还是很多，有很多忧郁，关于这个这个世界当时。
And God's in seemingly indifference.
神看起来好像漠不关心一样。
And he ended the book by worshiping and praising God.
又到书的结尾的时候，他是并崇拜神。
What makes this book so unusual is?
但这个书很特别的是
，as much of it is a debate between him and God.
是一个。他和神之间的一个辩论一样。
And this is not the only time you remember that somebody debate with God.
这并不是唯一的是在圣经里提到有人跟神辩论的事。
Remember Abraham debated with God on the city of Sodom?
你还记得吧？亚伯拉罕在索多玛城和神也有一个辩论。
50 righteous people, God. That's all I need, right?
五十个义人。
How about 45?
45个
亿人 40, 30, all the way down to 10.
30, 剩10个亿人
But no other book has such an extent like Habakkuk with an argument with God.
但是没有那本书有一个像这么长的一个争论在神和先知之间。
You have just read the chapter in chapter 1 earlier.
我们刚刚读了这个第一章。
Habakkuk said, How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoings? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed, and justice never prevails. The wicked helm in the righteous, so that justice is perverted.
耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救？你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着惊愕而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事。因此律法放松，公理也不显明。恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。
Habakkuk listed the bad things happening in that society.
哈巴谷就列举了一些坏的事情，当时发生在他们这个社会中。
Violence, injustice, destruction, strife, and conflict.
强暴、罪孽、毁灭、争端、相斗。
Law is paralyzed.
律法放松。
And the wicked outnumber the righteous.
恶人比义人多。
Does this sounds like our society right now?
这好像听起来是不是像我们现在的世界一样呢
？The law is paralyzed means that God's words no longer a standard.
律法放松意味着神的话语不再是一个标准。
Do you know that it's illegal to hang the Ten Commandments in the public school right now?
你知道吗？现在在这个美国的公立学校里面，把十诫放在墙上是非法的。
It's not even the standard that they allow us to do. They do not allow us to do that.
不仅是标准，他都不让我们做这些。
So I think things are much worse in America.
所以我认为事情可能更糟糕在美国。
Habakkuk is preaching against the wickedness, but he is having very little effect.
哈巴谷是，他是对这个不义的人在讲道，但是其实很少的这个效果。
We also know that he's been praying for a long time.
我们也知道他其实祷告了很久很久。
He thinks God is indifferent and inactive.
他认为神是漠不关心，也好像没有参与一样。
Now, some people think that men and women of faith never question God.
有人认为这个有信心的男有信心的人其实不跟神问问题的。
They just sit and wait faithfully and patiently.
他们就是坐着，耐心的忠心的等待。
But we learned that from Habakkuk that this is not the case.
但是我们从哈巴谷这本书上看到这个不是这么回事。
Those who trust in God can and do question God.
那些相信神的人可以也会经常的问神问题。
And Habakkuk wants to know,
哈巴谷想知道，
how long must such evil go unpunished?
这样这个不义的事情没有得到惩罚会持续多久呢？
Now God answer.
现在神回答。
It's a debate, so God is responding.
这是神的一个回应。
God said, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told.
耶和华说，你们要向列国中观看，大大的惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我要行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
Pretty much God say, hold on a minute. I'm paraphrasing here.
或者我换句话说就是说，神说，等一等。
I'm about to do something even more astonished, and you will not believe it.
我要做一个让你很惊奇的事情，你可能都不相信。
But I'll tell you.
但是我会告诉你。
I'm about to get rid of your king, Jehoiakim, the king of Israel.
我会除掉你们的王，就是约雅敬王，当时那个时候的王。
God is not saying that I'm going to fix the violence, fix the injustice within your country. He said I'm going to get rid of your king.
神说我并不是准备要除掉你们这个强暴，除掉你们这个罪孽，但是我是要通过除掉你们的这个王。
He's going to raise up the Chaldeans, which is the Babylonians, to conquer your country.
他要兴起加勒底人，也就是巴比伦人来攻克你们的国家。
No, this is not what Habakkuk was asking, looking for.
这并不是哈巴谷希望发生的。
And Habakkuk said.Again, I'm paraphrasing.
阿巴古说
God, this is a very bad plan.
他说神啊，这应该是一个不好的计划。
These Babylonians is worse than our kings.
这些巴比伦人比我们的王更坏。
It's like planting poison ivy to avoid soil erosion.
就像在地上种了个毒藤，防止地被侵蚀一样。
Or importing rattlesnakes to take care of mice.
或者引进这个响尾蛇来除掉老鼠。
This is not a good plan.
不是一个好计划。
This will definitely destroy Judah.
这绝对会毁灭犹大。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹。
Most of us have been praying for evil in our society and hoping for revival.
很多人为我们这个在社会里的一些需要的事情祷告的一些人，他们希望。有一个完全的复兴。
What if God sent Russia or Iran to come and conquer us?
如果神送来把这个送俄国人或者是伊朗人到美国来打败美国
，to instill communism or dictatorship,
或者引入共产主义或者是独裁
，imprison all of us Christians,
把所有的基督徒都关起来。
What would you think about that answer?
你会怎么考虑这个答案呢
？Would you say God that God you didn't answer my prayer？
你会说神你没有回答我的祷告
？Let's imagine how contemporary this all sounds to the Christian in Iraq。
我们可以想象这个事情对伊拉克的这个基督徒是一个多么现实的。
We all remember this guy Saddam Hussein, right？
我们都记得这个人吗？这个就是萨达姆侯赛因。
There were 1.4 million Christians in Iraq back in 1987。That's roughly 8% of the population.
在1987年的时候，大概在伊拉克有140万的基督徒，大概占他们8%的人口比例。
Saddam Hussein tolerated them and later started persecuting them.
萨达姆侯赛因刚开始是容忍他们的，但是后来开始又逼迫他们。
Conditions were terrible under the former dictator.
在前独裁者的统治下，这个他们的生活条件很差。
And an average unskilled worker wages.Total about $5 a day.
这个没有熟练技能的工人的工资大概是$5一天。
But the dictator amassed a personal fortune of over $2 billion.
但是这个独裁者他自己聚集了20亿美元的财富。
Religious cleansing was routine.
宗教清洗是常设。
And I would imagine that there at least one preacher praying about it and asking.
我可以想象，至少有一个宣讲道者他会这么问这个问题。
How long, Lord, must I call for help and you do not listen?
我必须要叫多呼求多久，你没有回答，你还没有听到，但是也没有听呢。
Now Saddam Hussein was overthrown in 2003.And the country was liberated by armed forces led by the United States.
Saddam was in 2003 was overthrown. It was in the United States liberated by the
army. And the preacher's prayer was finally answered, correct? And life would be much more better for people, and especially for Christians.
生活可能会更好一点，尤其是对基督徒，在伊拉克的基督徒来说。
Today we all know that the chaos that followed turned out to be worse.
今天我们都知道，这个在伊拉克的这个混乱是更糟糕。
Bombings, shootings, kidnappings, secular violence continue.
爆炸、枪击、绑架，还有暴力也继续。
And the number of Christians now dwindled to less than 450,000 in 2013. Did God answer the preacher's prayer?
神是不是回答了这个传道的讲道的这个祷告呢？
I think that God has a plan.
但我认为神有一个计划。
In chapter 2, Habakkuk now staged a hunger strike.
在第二章的时候，哈巴谷他开始了一个像绝食的这个抗议。
He stationed himself on a watchtower.
他自己坐在一个高的瞭望塔上。
Waiting and demanding a better answer from God.
等待，而且要求一个更好的答案，来神给他更好的答案。
That's pretty gutsy and challenging.
这是非常有挑战性的。
Chapter 2.He said, I will stand at my watch and station myself on ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to his complaint.
哈巴谷第二章说，我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可用什么话向他诉冤。
And God again responded.
神这样回答。
For the revelation...awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it lingers, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay.
因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然延迟，还要等待，因为必然临到，不再延迟。
In other words, God said, "In my providence, I appoint the calendar."
换句话说，神讲在我的供应里面，我是定这个日历的。
I set the dates.
我设定这个日子。
I manifest my rules in my way and in my time.
我设定我的规则，以我的方式，以我的时间。
Don't worry about the Babylonians.
不要担心这个巴比伦人。
Their judgment will come soon.
他们的审判也会很快到来。
How powerful is that?
这是多么有力量的。
And how often we ask the same question Habakkuk asked?
常常我们也问这样的，像哈巴谷问这样的问题吗
？You know what God said? Be patient.
你知道神说什么？神说耐心。
And Habakkuk responded with a prayer in chapter 3. There's only three chapters, now we are at chapter 3.
哈巴谷在第三章的时候，他是这么回应的。
And also, this is the climax of the book.
这个也是这本书的一个高峰。
Habakkuk said, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord.
哈巴谷第三章第二节说，耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。
And also in chapter 3, God came.
在第三章，神
He came.
第三章神过来。
So from the Bible, it describes how powerful is that.
我们能看到这个圣经里这个是多么有力量的。
The Holy One came from the mountain. I want you to imagine that.
这个圣洁的那位神从山上下来。
His glory covered the heavens.
他的荣耀覆盖了整个 天国.
And the earth was full of his praise.
全地充满了赞美.
His brightness was like the light.
他如光一样明亮.
He has rays flashing from his hand.
他从手中发出闪电.
He stooped and he measured the earth.
他站在用测量.
He looked and shook the nation.
他看，然后也摇动大地.
The eternal mountains were scattered.
那些大山都被移动.
The everlasting hills sank low.
大小山也被陷下.
And more of that, he saw God's hand of judgment falling upon the wicked nations.
特别是他看到神的审判是会落实到这些邪恶的国家身上.
And Habakkuk said, I heard my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound, decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled.
哈巴谷说,我听见耶和华的声音,身体颤惊,嘴唇发颤,骨中朽坏,我在所立之处颤惊.
There are times when fear strikes us so intensely.
有时候,有这时候,这个恐惧会袭击我们.
With such a force that our response of our body is involuntary.
这个恐怖是如此巨大,有时候我们身体的反应都无法控制.
The body begins to shake and lips quivered.
身体开始发抖,嘴唇也发颤.
He had a brief encounter with God.
他遇见了神.
And he was overwhelmed by his glory.
他被神的荣耀完全的征服.
He trembled.
发抖.
But after this experience,
在这个经历之后,
Habakkuk has a revival in his own soul and faith in divine providence.
这个是他从这个事情之后，他有一个新的完全不一样的这个观念.
His book ended in triumph.
他这本书开始以胜利作为结束.
Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crops fail, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls.
哈巴谷第三章说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
This is like saying, if all of our crops failed,
就好像说，如果我们所有庄稼都死掉了，
if all of our livestock got slaughtered,
如果我们所有的这个牲口都被杀死，
if the Wall Street crashes to the very bottom,
如果华尔街的股票市场一下子掉到最低谷，
if all the industry in the United States turns to rust,
如果所有的工业在美国都生锈了，
if the housing market of our nation collapses,
如果我们全国的这个房地产市场崩溃，
that is what he's saying.
这就是他说的。
If everything that we put our trust in this world disintegrates,
如果这个世界上一些事情我们都依靠的，我们都散了架。
He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
但十八章十八节他是说，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Did you hear that, brothers and sisters?
你听见了这个吗, 兄弟姐妹?
There is a man who believes in the providence of God.
这个是一个人，他相信神的供应。
Who fixes his eyes at the finish line and rejoices no matter what.
他把他的眼光放在冲刺性，在任何情况下他都会喜乐。
To summarize,
总结一下,
Habakkuk started the book in despair and worry.
哈巴谷他在开始这本书的时候，他是一个很绝望、很忧虑的这个状态。
Ended the book in triumph and worship.
到这本书结束的时候，他是一个胜利和一个崇拜。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友,
we all encounter difficult things and injustice in this world.
我们都碰到这个困难或者是不公正、罪孽的事情。
Maybe at work, maybe at home, maybe at church, maybe at school.
可能在工作、在家里。 甚至在教会还在学校,
you may be having a difficult time with your personal life.
你可能有一个在你个人生活中有很困难的一段时间。
You may be fighting a disease that you do not deserve.
你可能在得了一个病，你觉得你不值，你不应该得的。
Maybe you worry very much about your children.
也许你很为你的小孩子担心。
Maybe you're on the verge of losing something very important in your life.
也许你马上就要失去一些在生活中对你非常重要的事情。
Maybe for those college-bound children that they worry so much about leaving home. Although they won't say it though.
可能有像一些高中毕业生马上去上大学的，他们很担心马上要离家的这个，其实他们也不承认这一点。
Were you able to trust in the Lord and persevere?
你愿意相信神，把你的信心放在神那里吗？
Or maybe it's not you. Maybe it's a friend of yours which is struggling all these difficulties.
也许不是你，但是你的一个朋友，他们在经历这么的痛苦的时候。
Can you open your heart to them and help them persevere through difficulties?
你能打开你的心去帮助你的这些朋友，让他们经过这个困难的时候吗？
Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 17, 18, reminded that.
保罗在罗马书第八章17-18节的提醒我们。
Suffering comes hand in hand with sharing God's glory.
在其实受苦是和分享神的荣耀是永远联系在一起的。
As a matter of fact, Paul said, suffering must come before sharing God's glory.
实际上，保罗说，这个受苦其实是在看见你的荣耀之前是必须经过的一个步骤。
And your suffering now is so minor compared to the glory that you will receive.
比起你将来要看到的、要得到的荣耀而比的话，你现在受的苦是很小的一个。
Brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹
，I encourage to remember what Habakkuk experienced.
我鼓励你们看一看这个哈巴谷他经历到的。
He said, God sometimes seems to be inactive, but he is involved and in control.
神有时候似乎是沉默的，但是他是有参与和掌权的。
God has a plan and his own timing.
神有一个计划，他有自己的时间。
God hears and answers prayers.
神垂听并回应祷告。
Now, but God sometimes gives unexpected answer to your prayers, though.
但是神也许会给你一个意想不到的答案。
Most importantly, God is just, God is holy, God is everlasting, and He will not change.
最重要的是神是公正的，神是圣洁的，神是永恒的，不会改变。
God has a plan for all of you.
神有一个计划，对你们每个人都有一个计划。
We need to trust in God, be patient and persevere.
我们需要相信神，有耐心而有恒心。
Focus on the everlasting glory of Jesus Christ.
把我们的眼光放在基督耶稣的永远的荣耀上面。
Continue to pray, embrace, and rejoice no matter what.
继续祷告，接纳，喜乐，不管在什么状况下。
Amen.